That's it. Just I'm doing well, Bobby.
Yeah, I reckon. No, everything's good, man. Actually,
not good.
Yeah,
no, not good. Now, you got to tell us about Dillon.
Yep.
Last time you talked, you were going to race in Dillon this past weekend.
Yeah, dadgummit. We come close, man. Another second place finish. I feel like Harry Gant. I'm going to change my number 34 to 33. But
Well, second is still good.
Yeah, well, second is the
How much money you win for second?
Nothing. I don't win nothing for nothing. I mean, it's
How much does the owner of the car win?
I don't know. I'd have to check with him. But no, it was
good.
Oh, come
on. You know how much
it is. It was awesome. It was an awesome
weekend.
You
know how much the purse is at those races, don't you?
Yep. We went down Thursday and tested. We were good to go.
He's not going to tell me.
No. And in heat race, I started third, random draw. And we come off of two. I was leading the race by a mile. And some guy that had never been there, well, hadn't raced there since we've been running there, with two to go, blows past me. And I start to race second, and I finished second. But the whole deal to the weekend is my car was awesome. My dad made a lot of good decisions. But we got a 70-year-old dude that races with us, and he finished third. And I was as proud of that that I was of anything that we've done thus far over the last year running these Legend cars. I was so proud of him. Yeah, so it was a good deal. And he's an inspiration, like Phil Mickelson.
Right.
To get yourself healthy, get your head right, keep yourself in the game. You can do whatever you want to do. Don't matter how old you are, whatever your physical
condition. Does he have a name?
Yeah,
or are you not telling me that?
No,
either?
I'm sorry, Barry Martin. He got the Davey Allison car.
It's like secret 20. Racing and
no. I was so. I guess I went overboard. How thrilled I was for him. I didn't realize how upset I was that I finished second again. So
well, at least you didn't lose to that 14-year-old kid.
No, I beat him. He was third, and they had some trouble on a restart, and Barry finished third. So I finished second, and I was going to get a T-shirt that says I beat Connor Lee. Little rascal boy, he's a wheel man. He never passed me, so that's all I care about.
Well, good
it
for
you. It was fun, so I'm looking.
I'm not going to know Ricky Bobby you. I mean, I think second is good.
Yes. No, it is. I promise. It's real good. I just
well,
I like
what is considered
one.
A successful race in NASCAR? Top 10?
I think so. You know, given what the way the field and the way things are
right.
set up now, especially, you know, a guy like Ross Chastain or somebody like that that's in a B team, goes up there and finishes in the top 10. I think you could call that a successful day. Chris Buescher, Ryan Newman. If Ricky Stenhouse just finishes, he calls it a good day. I think a top 10, given the competition there. And, yeah, man, for what we dealt with running second, something you got to hang your hat on the positive side of it.
Right.
Just like these guys do week in and week out. So, yeah, man, just awesome, really. And had so much fun. I'm so thankful and so blessed to even be able to do it.
All right. Well, last week NASCAR was in Texas. We had a truck race. John Hunter Nemechek won that. Kyle Busch won the Xfinity race. And I want to talk about that because I watched the end of that.
That wasn't bad.
Eric Almirola won the All-Star Open, and then Kyle Larson won the All-Star Race. And for that, he gets $1 million. And the main takeaway is the Hendrick cars continue to dominate the sport right now.
Yeah, pretty much. You remember a couple years ago when they were doing nothing? Jimmy Johnson
right.
couldn't even get out of his own way, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. was getting ready to retire, and you think about Casey Kane. You think about all those guys that were driving them cars and how awful they were. And look now. I mean, Kyle Larson, his career gets refurbished, and he is setting the world on fire. Not just in the NASCAR world, but anything he gets in, he is setting the world on fire. And it's something very special to see. It's fun. It's a little aggravating. We keep talking about the same guy over and over and over. But as much money, time, and effort that group has spent, I think, since 1985 when they got their first win to today, it's comforting to know that there's peaks and valleys, and you just gotta continue to work hard. and continue to try to
right.
to beat a man. And they're able to do it. So I
know you were in Dillon. Did you see the Xfinity race?
I went home and I watched every race. The truck, the Xfinity, I watched even Tony Stewart's deal, that SFX deal, and the All-Star race. I got it all in.
Well, I'm going to go, Kyle Busch cheated to win that. Here's my point. And if you saw it, I saw the end of the race, okay?
Yep.
You had Kyle Busch, and you had the 22 car, Cindric.
Yep.
And then you had, I think it was Gregson in the right lane.
And then Allgaier.
And then nobody would push him. And if it wasn't for Cindric, Kyle Busch wouldn't have won that race.
No, he would not.
But
have.
He's pushing him, and I want to think it was Gregson, maybe it was somebody else. It might have been Allmendinger. He got no help.
No, if Gregson wound like, up finishing eighth or ninth,
it was like everybody was sucking up to Kyle Busch.
But they should have never done that. I don't know what Austin Cindric was thinking, that he was going to push him, get out in the lead, and somehow work his way around him was his strategy. But we both know that ain't going to work unless you crash
right.
him, because he's pretty much the best. When he
but it happened in two restarts, and the same exact thing.
So why do you continue?
Well, why didn't somebody come help the guy in the right lane?
Because those
Which,
guys.
Which, again, I think it was Noah Gregson.
I think
I'm
it was.
Mistaken.
Or Allgaier. But, no, them guys are selfish. You know, they want it all for themselves. And in the meantime, you got a guy that's down there trying to show them and teach them something. And even Kyle Busch admitted that the only way he won that race was the help from the 22 car.
Right.
If he'd have not got that shove, he'd have never won a race. But at the same time, the man on the outside, he don't get a push. He gets nothing. So they just basically left it for them two to settle. And, you know, it's kind of silly sometimes, especially when you're out there to win. And when you can't win, the next thing you want to do is run second, third, and so on. But you also got a championship to think about. And if those guys are not willing to work with each other right at the end of a race and save a little face and look at the big picture, then that's on them. So if I'm a team owner, at the end of the day, that's what I'm preaching, you know. Of course we're there to win, but when we absolutely see that we can't, you got to go right into plan B. And if plan B is trying to help a man maybe that's going to take that championship from you, you take that chance, you be aggressive, and, you know, get the very best finish you can. But, yeah, basically them guys kind of took care of themselves. They took themselves out of the mix by not working with each other.
Well, I'm just –
I'm agreeing with you.
It looked like to me that these guys were all trying to help Kyle Busch for future considerations.
Well, if it was me, I wouldn't help Kyle Busch do nothing. You know what I'm telling you? I mean, the 22 didn't have a choice. He got a good restart. He pushed it the 54 where it needed to go, but he never had a chance to win it. I don't think his car was that good. And it's based on the fact of what the other guys were doing. If they'd have been doing the same thing, we might have seen a different result. But, man, there's a lot to this, you know. It ain't like you're going to go put some stuff on your fingers and be able to throw a baseball a particular way.
Shenanigans.
Yes.
Damn shenanigans going on in the
everywhere. But right. At the end of the day, it's 99. So maybe when he gets to 100, he'll quit. And we don't have to talk about Kyle Busch anymore.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the All-Star race, which I know Rafe and I are probably going to disagree on this. But
maybe.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. If you have any questions for Rafe, 843-721-9500. We'll take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Trolley at Brandy Mill, reports of an accident, also a wreck. Columbus at Meeting at Sam Rittenberg Boulevard at North Whittier. East Montague at Gore getting cleared, as is Ladson at Lincolnville. Rivers at Northwood still slowing you down. If you're on your major roadways, watch for an accident on the interstate westbound at Ashley Phosphate. A stalled auto westbound on 526 at Virginia Avenue. A lot of heavy traffic on your major roadways home. Expect delays as you try and travel. Conover Law Firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accident. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Call 843-829-HURT. That's 843-829-4878. And remember, don't get run over, call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A strong thunderstorm is in the area, humid with a high around 89. A thunderstorm still around this evening, low around 72. Partly sunny and humid Wednesday with a high around 84. Looking ahead, Thursday and Friday look great with scattered thunderstorms back this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the Titleist TSI family of drivers, faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology, or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. The tumor was very aggressive, and it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. St. Jude is an asset to the world. I think it's the kind of place that could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. If those lessons could be learned, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at getschooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace. That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, talking NASCAR with our good buddy Rafe Judd. If you need to get that hot rod Lincoln of yours washed, take that thing over to Cactus Car Wash, 1800 Highway 17 North of Mount Pleasant. Full service car wash to do detailing as well. Check out all the services at cactuscarwash.com. As we always tell you, stop by, walk in, locally owned. One of the owners is always there. Philip's always there. Ask Philip about that $39.95 unlimited car washes, $39.95 a month. Great deal there. And Philip's over at Cactus Car Wash, again, right across from the town center in Mount Pleasant. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. I did not watch the open part. Yeah. I was watching baseball, but Eric Almirola won the All-Star Open. He qualified to that put him in the All-Star race. As we mentioned, Kyle Larson wins again, beating out Brad Keselowski, and Chase Elliott gets $1 million for that. I didn't have a good attitude about the All-Star race going in.
Right.
You know, after reading. Is something wrong with his microphone? You got him up?
Yeah.
Okay, there we
yep.
go.
Okay.
Because, I mean, And you didn't come in last week, so we didn't get discussed all the rules. There was a full page of rules explaining it. Yeah. And it was just Mike Joyce sat there Saturday night saying, folks, I know this is confusing. We'll try to explain it to you as the night goes on. It was a little
convoluted for me, too. I mean, if you could have found out. If they broke it down into, six rounds or whatever it was that they did.
100 laps into six rounds.
Or whatever they were doing. I kind of get some of it. I kind of get what they're trying to do. But just for a casual fan to sit and try to watch and figure it out wasn't going to happen. So what I was hoping, and I said this last week, is just don't worry about all that. If you want to just try to take joy to race, just go and watch it and do your best to keep up with it. And try to figure it out. And that little bit worked pretty good. Me and my dad, I think, came to blows about two rounds in. Trying to explain to him. And it's just, for a casual fan, I think it was overwhelming. The racing was not bad. There was a lot of comers and a lot of goers. That inversion of the whole field I thought was stupid. If you worked your way up front, maybe that's where, you did your work, you put your time in, that get penalized. I mean, Ross Chastain was on a roll, and then next thing you know, he's nothing. Kyle Busch led some laps and was looking good. They invert, he's nothing. On a mile-and-a-half racetrack with the package that they were running, I hate to say unfair, but the cream always rises to the top, it seems like, on these deals. No matter what they do, and it did, but the strategy was a little overwhelming for me, for my taste. I was all about it in the beginning. My glass was half full, but I think it was just too much. It was just too much. They need to come back off of that somehow if they're going to continue to do this. It was a fair show. The product on the racetrack, the racing itself, the drama at the end was not bad. It wasn't the best I've ever seen, but it wasn't bad. But they just got to do something so that the fans can understand and embrace the race.
Well, it's pretty simple. You put $1 million in a box over there in Victory Lane. You put these guys out there. You take away every restriction but the safety restrictions and just let them go at it for 100 laps.
I'm not saying that's the wrong way to look at it. I did like one thing. Now, I did like this. I did like the $100,000 for the pit crew who had the fastest pit stop in the fifth stage.
You can do that.
And if you broke the race down and bumped the inversions, I mean, just leave that out. Bump that. and have something a little bit cleaner, a little bit crisper, a little bit easier to understand. Rather the race is the greatest we've seen or the worst we've ever seen, I think it would have been embraced more by everybody, the media, the fans, everyone.
Well, it looked like they were putting a big emphasis on restarts.
Yep.
And if you want to do that, then have the All-Star race at Talladega, Daytona.
Yep, that's
you want to have some excitement on restarts, put it somewhere away instead of one of these cookie-cutter tracks.
Yep. And, I still think the racing was better than what we saw at Charlotte. It was better than what it was at Bristol last year, during the pandemic. I thought Bristol was going to be a solve-all, and it was not. It was actually, in my opinion, this was much better than Bristol. Now, where I'm looking forward to is let's go to Martinsville and let's clean up the format, see how it goes. And then it's just a fun little deal. And then the next year, let's go to Talladega or Daytona. Make sure the format's clean and let's see. So I do agree with you on a lot.
Put $1 million in cash in a big old box and say first one to win the Victory Lane wins $1 million.
And it was fun to open.
Put some more emphasis on the $1 million part.
Right. Agreed. I agree with you on that. You thought I was going to disagree with you about everything. And once again, Bobby Harton, you're wrong.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on with Rafe.
Hey, Rafe, what's going on?
All right, man.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby? Hey, Rafe, I wanted to ask you a question. The type of cars you're talking about racing up in Dillon, is it similar to the type of car you had that one time when you came to Bobby's bar and you had the car outside?
No, sir. These are legend cars. All the guys pretty much that are racing now, William Byron, Almirola, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, all these guys came through the legend cars. They're very difficult to drive. They teach you a lot of throttle control, a lot of car control. And Bubba Wallace, I think even Ross Chastain, Matt Diambetto, all these guys kind of come through the legend cars to help get where they're at. David Reagan, who's semi-retired now. It's a much smaller car. The horsepower to weight ratio is pretty sporty. So I wish I could have started in that at a young age, because a lot of times we get our butt kicked by young guys, and I would have given anything for that division to have been going on when I started racing, because it does teach you and train you and help you a whole lot. Both of the Dillon boys, I remember seeing them race legend cars back in Florence years and years ago.
Right. All right. The other thing I was going to do, I read an article, but Ray, did you see the podcast where, I guess, Dale Jr. did a podcast with Ty Norris, and he was talking about how he messed up his knee playing basketball and tore his ACL, and he said that Dale Sr. kicked him in his knee because he told him not to be out there and he needed him at the shop, and basically kicked him in his knee.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, yeah.
You think that's really true about Dale Sr. having anger issues like that sometimes?
Well, I don't think it was an anger issue more than it was trying to teach someone a lesson about keeping what's in front of you in front of you, and what's important and what matters, that you don't need to be taking and doing other stuff. If you're dedicated and committed to racing, I tell people this all the time, then that's what you need to do. You know, if you don't need to go play basketball, go grab you a street stock and find you a show to race during the week or something. You got to keep yourself sharp, clean, and healthy. I understand that, but I can see where that was a little issue for him. That's the way he was raised, and that's the way he was brought up racing, and that's the way, if anybody was going to be in the organization, that's how he wanted them. I can see his point. I think times have certainly changed, but I get a fair piece of it.
Right, because listen to Dale sometimes. Dale had a rough time with his daddy, at times too.
Well, he gave him garbage to drive. I'll give Dale Jr. that. When he raced and we raced around with him and Kerry and Kelly, their stuff wasn't the best stuff. They didn't have the coolest, neatest stuff. They just didn't. And he made them work on it, and made them learn it, and made them come up the hard way. And I've always admired that part of it. He had an old fella that raced with some guys that I knew that was kind of in charge of it and watching over it, and was kind of their mentor. And I think it worked out for the best.
Right. Another thing, when you go there, it made me just, when you said about the responsibility, maybe like with Ty, and you're working for an organization, and I'm going to end on this point, but it made me think, Rafe, what Dale Sr. said one time before, referring to going out when he went on, to his sponsors, and how you got your sponsors got to be shown, because that's who's paying you, and you got to be out there and you got to represent who you're driving for. And Dale Sr. took that also very seriously too.
Yeah.
And now that was the business part, I guess, that him and Teresa had going, but he knew you had to be out there without a sponsor, and you better mention them, and you better have their name showing out there, because that's who's feeding you.
Yep, absolutely. And, it is based off of numbers alone. His strategy seemed to work well throughout his career, and what he had to go through to get to the point where he was, and he was able to take and enjoy the sponsors and the different things. And the people around him had to be as dedicated as he was, he felt like, for that success to come. And I think you could probably ask any of them one-on-one, and they would tell you that. That it was a no-nonsense deal, and that's what he expected out of the people in his organization. And, a lot of times, times have changed. I think he would have mellowed. I can't say that for sure. But a lot of the hardcore old guys like that have mellowed over the years. But it took it very, very seriously. That's how they fed themselves. That's how they paid their bills, was racing. That's how they were brought up. And that's why they looked at things the way they did. And I don't think that's such a terrible thing. I think we could get back to some of that and get society to move closer in that direction, we all might be better off people.
Right. Hey, Raven, I won't let you go, but I remember my daddy saying he was born in 32, and when he come up and you cropped tobacco, and they didn't have air conditioning back then, and they did that in the fields, you know, with a mule, that's a whole different work ethic coming up from those time of days and what people got now.
Yep. Good point, man. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Hurt on the job? Just call Joy. If you're looking for a workers' comp law firm that gets great reviews, you've found it. At the Joy Law Firm, we've represented thousands of workers across the state. Our attorneys have received the highest ratings from top legal rating services, and our 5-star Google reviews speak for themselves. Call the law firm that South Carolina has trusted for over 50 years. Because good reviews matter, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
This is former South Carolina quarterback Perry Orth, and I'm ready to call your next insurance play. My team at Brown & Brown has you covered for anything that life throws your way. That's why I'm recommending Auto Owners Insurance. Delivering comprehensive solutions, both Brown & Brown and Auto Owners Insurance protect what you value most. Call me, Perry Orth, to find your gap in coverage today at 803-995-5974. That's 803-995-5974. 5974.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down and 0% APR for 48 months or save $300 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
Helping you see clearly through the Lowcountry traffic. Dr. Christopher Orr with the Eye Care Center of Mount Pleasant, 1055 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Call now for an appointment, 884-4343. That's 884-4343 or online at mountpleasanteyecare.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit hud.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
A but 12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn-out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon.
Short, but not too big around.
What?
Just waiting on you to say something.
King of the road.
Kevin says Kyle Busch said he would retire from Xfinity racing after his 100th win. He's on 99. He says let everybody pull over and let him win next week.
Yeah, there you go. He can
and get him out of there.
Yep.
So
yeah, he'll be the man to beat when we show up in Nashville. He's probably got a lot of experience there. A lot of guys. This racetrack sat dormant for a good while. So that's definitely. If I didn't know that Kyle, I didn't see the entry for him. If he's there, that'll probably do it, and that'd be fine with me. If I, like I've told you before, we don't need him in the Xfinity series, but he needs to run the truck series.
There you go.
Help that thing grow.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on with Rafe.
Gentlemen, it's Todd.
Hey, Todd. What's up, man? How you like Kyle Larson?
Well, what's that?
How you like Kyle Larson?
I'm hoping he's using all his tricks in the book before the end of the season.
Yeah, I think he's got some more to come, unfortunately.
Golly, he's tearing it up. But I was going to come see you race this weekend, but I was in the town of Dawsonville.
Ooh.
So close to seeing Chase win that truck race. I was actually at the pool hall with Dad. We were eating a eating a cheeseburger, and he came in second. But, oh, well,
yep.
So close.
Yeah, I guess, Lena.
How many people go to the pool hall and watch those races?
For a truck race, I don't know. There was probably maybe 10 people paying attention to it, but it was slam-packed full of people.
There you go.
I've never seen that many people in there.
Just there to have fun and be part of a pretty cool atmosphere. So
yeah, people were coming. There was much from, you're just riding through mountain roads and just pull over for something to eat. That was their spot, I guess.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go. That's on my list of things to do. So, looks like I'll have plenty of time to do it, and that's one thing I want to do.
That's cool, man. Yeah, you definitely got to check it out. But one thing I was thinking about over the when I was watching these races, and they kind of want to put things back in the driver's hands. What do you think about taking away all the access the teams have to all the SMT data? And limiting that to either just themselves or just their organizations.
For the All-Star race or in general?
In general.
I got mixed emotions about that. I think here's the deal. Rick Hendrick's group would not be where they are right now if that information had not been available. The Toyotas would not have ran and been where they were had that information not been available. I think that the full transparency with that has done more harm than good on several different levels. But at the same time, and I don't mean to sound like a fence rider here, I can see the other part of that. When you find something, it's just out there for all the people to see and understand. And I'll give you a quick little understanding. We used to have setup sheets and things we do to the race car and a clipboard. And years ago, I was racing with a guy, and I pretty much thought he was going to beat me up in front of God and everybody, because I left the clipboard sitting on the trailer with the whole world to see. And then later on, as we raced and we got a little better, and you'd get a guy that was struggling a little bit, you'd want to help him. And given the information, springs and shocks and what you're doing and how you're doing it, can be healthy from a competition standpoint for the longevity of the sport. And I think I don't have a problem with that. If you hit on something that is really working well, they don't know. They can see where you're getting in the gas, what your steering wheel angle is when you get back on the gas, how much RPM you're carrying, but they don't know what you're doing. It's just a good baseline to see where you need to be. And, and then it's up to you to work in that sandbox and to get there and try to be competitive. So I don't think it's as harmful as what a lot of people may think.
Yeah, I guess the main reason I thought that it kind of evened the playing field was I used to think of Kevin Harvick at Atlanta, and you would go to the racetrack there, and you could sit, you know, past the start-finish line, and you could hear him lifting, I mean, a good 300 yards before everybody else, yet he was still absolutely just waxing them through there. And then
right.
Nowadays it's like, I mean, you know, you've seen it. Kevin Harvick isn't even a player there
anymore. No. I mean, when they redid the way they were going to tech the cars and they found what they were doing and kind of did a reboot on some things, that really has changed the whole atmosphere of this year and changed the barometer for the Ford teams as well as for the Chevrolet guys. It may have not been all about what they have gained. It's just what some of those teams lost. And that's a slippery slope in itself. And I think that being transparent with that information kind of helped all those things go down. I don't want to sit there and watch the same guy over and over and over win. I used to hate Dale Earnhardt. Hated him. I got sick of seeing him win. And now with that data being available for everyone, at least if you're out there trying, giving 110%, and you can see where you need to be, it's up to you to figure out what you have to do to get there. You don't get that information. So I think it's a little bit helpful.
I hear you. Well, I passed a pre-race inspection on the number 9 golf cart, and I got to go to the parts store, so I may see y'all rolling out of there whenever it's time.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Hey, man.
Thank you for calling.
Y'all have a good one.
Hey, thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Weather update, bad storm up in the Goose Creek area. High winds and hail headed toward the Wando Kano area. So if you're up and about in that, just be pay attention. Gusty winds up to 50, 55 miles an hour. And hail. So,
just stay out of there, Bob.
I'm
headed to James Island when this deal's done.
You should take your daddy's car and just let it rain on it.
Yeah, I might need to run it up to Goose Creek after what went down today.
If you're hungry, you know where we're going to tell you to go. Home Team Barbecue got some great specials today. West Ashley, the green chili brisket, quesadilla downtown, burnt ends. You can get a sandwich with a side, platter with two sides, or you can get them by the pound. And they've got my favorite, the pork melt with a side out there on Sullivan's Island. Don't forget about the tacos for Tom. $5 taco, 100% of the proceeds go to their friend Tom Hodges, his family, and Project Main Street in their fight against ALS. Downtown open at 1 o'clock tonight, and West Ashes, Sullivan's Island, they stay open till midnight tonight. So Home Team Barbecue, 3 locations, West Ashley, downtown, and Sullivan's Island. All right, you think he's going to answer the phone in there? He got two lines ringing, and he's looking at porn.
Yeah, you and Rafe really get me excited.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and wrap the day up. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
To you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
On the interstate, we have reports of a wreck eastbound at the Mark Park Interchange, westbound near College Park Road, and westbound at mile marker 210. Debris on the interstate westbound at mile marker 189. Accidents getting cleared, trolley at Brandy Mill and Columbus at Meeting. A wreck folly at Ellis Oak, Ashley Phosphate near the interstate, Sproul at Cosgrove. A wreck cane slash at River Road and Maybank Highway at Woodland Shores. Ashley Phosphate at Stahl, and an accident Rivers Avenue out near Eagle Landing. Baker and Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. The pizzeria and tap room are open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. for pickup as well as indoor and outdoor dining. Enjoy the games outside and try the new seasonal Holy City Brews on tap. Check Facebook or bakerandbrewer.com for details. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Low Country Weather. Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A strong thunderstorm is in the area, humid with a high around 89. A thunderstorm still around this evening, low around 72. Partly sunny and humid Wednesday with a high around 84. Looking ahead, Thursday and Friday look great with scattered thunderstorms back this weekend. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour is so popular that the Plantation course at Ennisto is now sold out. Come back Monday, June 21st at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play at the masterful and beautiful Dunes West Golf and River Club. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Azalea is my world. When I heard that she had a tumor, everything just became dark. When I came to St. Jude, I started to get back some light in my life.
On top of first class, best care, you will never receive a bill so that you can focus on this child. The only thing we had to worry about was just keeping Azalea comfortable. St. Jude saved her life, and it saved us as a family.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Now, more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, wrapping up today's show. NASCAR heads to Nashville this weekend, Friday night, truck race Saturday, 3:30 the Xfinity race, and Sunday, 3:30 the Cup race, the Ally 400. And this is the weekend that NASCAR coverage switches from Fox to NBC.
Yep.
So
that's a kind of a good storyline. I thought, really, Fox did a wonderful job. I love Clint Bowyer being with those guys. There's a bunch of rumors Jeff Gordon may not return. Mike Joy just is Mike Joy. I mean, he's an elder statesman and a whole deal. So looking forward to see what NBC has in store. Love Jeff Burton. Love Dale Jr. Dale Jr. has come a long way in a very short period of time being behind the camera. So I love his perspective, and I can't wait to see how it works out.
I think bringing NASCAR back to Nashville – maybe the smartest thing NASCAR's done in years.
Well,
because it's such a great town. It's such a growing town. They're crazy about the hockey. They're trying to get a Major League Baseball team. They've got the Titans there. And it's just, I think it's a perfect fit for NASCAR.
I was so glad to see them do it. I hated the fact that they were going back to the Super Speedway and not the actual fairgrounds, which is downtown. I think that still may be to come, but I am looking really forward to this, man. We had the opportunity back in the 2000s to race at the Nashville Super Speedway in the All-Pro Series. I've watched IndyCar racing there. It is an awesome facility. It's a concrete racetrack about the same length Darlington is. It's not a mile and a half. I think it's 1.3 concrete. So as hot as it is going to be this weekend, the concrete is very, very, very temperature sensitive. And these guys, and they'll be running the 750 package, which is not what the All-Star event was, the 550. It's basically the same package we saw at Darlington, which wasn't the best Darlington race we ever saw. But I think the big equalizer will be the actual track surface, the concrete, and how those guys are being able to maneuver that.
And that concrete's old. I read an article about that. Yeah. And it hasn't been raced on in, what, 10 years or more.
It was a place when you were allowed to practice that a lot of teams would go and practice there in Kentucky. But basically just dormant. I think they do have a little driving school and stuff that goes on there and some other events that they use it as a venue. But, no, I'm excited to go back to Nashville. I hope it's a door. Opening door to get them over down there at the short track, at least maybe some of the other touring series. They still race their weekly shows there. But, no, I'm looking forward to it. I love that place. It was unique. It was different. And it's going to be basically unlike anything you've ever done that we have going. Dover might be something that you could maybe compare it to, but only the concrete surface side of it. So looking forward to the drivers trying to manipulate, maneuver, what's going to get thrown in front of them with the ever-changing temperature in that concrete. So it'd be fun to watch.
Yep, 843-721-9500 if you have any questions for Rafe as we wrap up today's show. But for Nashville, I really hope it's good racing because I've been disappointed in the racing this year. I don't like to come in here on Tuesdays and put down NASCAR. Last year was great for whatever reason. It was great. And,
it's been on again, off again. We've seen some pretty good racing, but it has not been consistent as it was last year. I agree with you that 1,000%. I mean, each week, regardless where we went, like, wow, man, that was cool. Wow, that was neat. You know, every week. And I hope, and you know, we've had a couple of a little races that weren't the best we've seen. So hopefully this will generate all the drama we can stand. And you know, we'll be jumping up and down and talking about some really cool storylines.
And in 2 weeks, you go to Pocono, and you've got two races.
Yes,
a double header. You got a Saturday race and a Sunday cup race.
That'll be kind of fun to see how they maneuver through that. So they've been talking about it for a couple of years.
So I hope for Nashville. I hope the fans come out. I think they will. I think Luke Combs is putting on a show before the race. So it's going to have a Nashville feel.
It was sold out. And I think that the grandstands that was 25 or 30, then they brought in some temporary seating, and that had been sold out as well.
Right.
So that was just something that I heard, something that I read. So we'll see how that works out. But still, you know, if you sold out 40, 50,000 seats, it's still going to – and I think they're going to hopefully put on a really good show unless Kyle Larson or Martin Truex stinks it up. It should be fun. It should be a good watch. We got trucks Friday night. Going to be putting rubber down on that concrete.
What are you talking bad about your boy Kyle Larson now?
I ain't talking bad about him. I just, you know, I don't know how much more of this I'm going to be able to take. Ain't one man stink to show up.
Well, why is it? Why is Hendrick so dominant? We saw Joe Gibbs do this a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What they just
homework.
And again, we also
hard
talked
work.
About Chad Knauss.
Yep.
You know, moving up, and he's in charge of the competition.
That has made a difference. I don't care what anybody says. That fact that Chad Knauss moved there, the fact that, you know, the way they tech the race cars kind of went against what some of the Ford teams were doing, those things mixed together in a barrel is kind of what's coming out on the other end is what we're seeing. And a red-hot driver like Kyle Larson, you just don't go out there and win those races. He's got three teammates, for goodness sake. They all got the same stuff, and he's wearing them out. I mean, he's dominating.
Well, it ain't like the other guys are doing bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. But you know, as hot as he is, and he's winning all over these little short tracks, everything he's touching, he's running up front. He's just on a roll. It's fun to watch, you know. It gets on my nerves sometimes on Sunday, but I can get past that.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on with Rafe.
Thank you, Bobby. This is William. Hey, Rafe.
Hey, bud.
Will you do me a favor? Will you define bump drafting, please? And is it allowed everywhere? And what kind of feeling does that give a driver in the seat of his pants?
Well, bump drafting in terms of being on a super speedway, you can give a guy a shove, you can't lock on, okay, on the super speedways. If you lock on for X amount of seconds, the guy that you locked on to and the man that locked on to him go to the back or get penalized or drive through or whatever they're doing now. That was in an effort to try to cut down on some of the silliness that was going down on the super speedways. On the mile-and-a-half racetracks or anywhere for that matter, with the air on the cars, you got to have a little bit of extra support when you get up and going, kind of like we saw in the Xfinity race this past weekend where Cindric put his bumper to Kyle's bumper and kind of pushed him and nudged him along and was able to clear the field, bust that bubble of air that might be laying on two cars sitting side by side, and it makes it very, very difficult for the ones behind them to get past them. Now, the cool thing to that is when you make that maneuver, if you're running second or fourth and pushing the third place man, is if you get yourself positioned just right, you're able to suck some of the air off of their car, almost pull them back down to you and blow on by them. And I'm pretty sure that's what Austin Cindric was thinking that he could try to take and do. But for every gain, there's a loss. And when you're dealing with Kyle Busch, man, he knows all the counter maneuvers. And he was able to pull them all off perfectly and flawlessly and go on cake, take, and win the race. But with that bump drafting stuff, we see it a lot. Like, we'll see it at Pocono a lot if you pay attention. And we may get to see some of it come into play, especially on the restarts. Or if you're catching a man and you drive a man, you pick up 5-6 car lengths and you run right to his rear bumper, it might be that you need to push that guy along just long enough for you to get a good position to drag him back to you and make a pass. I hope I've done a good job defining that for you, but depends.
Or if you're scared of Kyle Busch, you don't help other people well, out.
Well, maybe they just should have wrecked us behind.
Does it make you feel like you're getting ready to go into a spin?
Yes, it does. It when you get a shove, even on short tracks, when you get that shove and if they don't let off you, especially down in the corner. It really loosens the car up big time, and you feel like you're gone, you know. And then little by little, you can feel the car start to grip, and you can continue on with your normal maneuvering through whatever corner you're going in. But they get that sensation that they're getting ready to lose the car.
Right.
I appreciate you. We're out of time. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right. Who you like?
I'm going with Martin Truex. Martin Truex Jr. all the way. Dominate the show, all three stages, and win the race.
You're pretty confident about that.
I am very confident about it, Bobby.
Okay. We'll see.
What you got? What you got for me this week? Kevin Harvick again?
I'm giving up on Harvick. He's going to win sometime.
I know. Nah, I'm going with my boy Truex.
I'll go with... I'll go with Brad Keselowski. He's been kind of quiet.
Good pick. So, let's see how that works.
By the way, when you pushing somebody like that, you're the car and behind. Do you have to get permission of the, like, somebody radio, like the 22 radio Kyle Busch to say, hey, I'm gonna come push you.
There may have been some communication where, hey, I'm gonna give him some help on this start.
Right.
And so he's not.
He's not expecting it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Some of those things. There's some gamesmanship up on the spotter stand. Hey, man, happy Father's Day, everybody out there. Please have a happy and a blessed and a safe Father's Day.
Yep,
I can't wait to spend Sunday with mine. He's 82, and, man,
daddy a car wash for
Yeah, I might give him my early Father's Day when I get home.
Everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you drive have a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
For over 75 years, Southern Lumber has been building Charleston and the Lowcountry with Anderson windows that look good when the weather doesn't. Talk with the knowledgeable folks at 2031 King Street for that perfect idea for your home. Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time. Over 75 years of knowledge and quality. Southern Lumber.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBB for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new private lead. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tag. Include $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Buying an engagement ring is more than just saying you love someone. It's saying you don't want to live life without them. And you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's why it's Cattell's Manufacturing Jewelers. We so want to help when two lives come together. And why, just like you have your family doctor or dentist, we want to be your family jeweler. Your full-service family jeweler. Full service because we work the metals and set the stones all in-house to create some of the most unique pieces, all for exceptional value. We also carry some of the hottest designer brands like Coast Diamond, Romance Bridal, and Viraggio. But it's our unique ability to custom create unique specialty pieces in our workshops just for the two of you that make us your family jeweler. For your engagement ring, come let us show you everything that that can mean. Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, Mount Pleasant, Charleston, and Scatell's.com.
Don't miss Pro Soccer in the Lowcountry as the Charleston Battery take on Miami FC this Friday night, June 18th at 7 p.m. Live from Patriots Point. Don't miss a minute of the action with tickets starting at just $12. Enjoy local craft beers, home team barbecue, coastal crust wood-fired pizza, and more before the game in the new Battery Pavilion. Limited tickets are still available for this Friday. Get yours today at charlestonbattery.com. South Carolina's premier pro soccer club, the Charleston Battery, now at Patriots Point.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston,
Columbia, Highway 3.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much, for taking me out to the park, for reading me books, for taking
me to the doctor when I broke my foot in ballet rehearsal,
for leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom, for having the chance to take you to the park, for reading you those books we enjoy so much, for being able to take you to your therapies after you twisted your